Hello, beautiful people. It's me, Joey B, from the Plant Passion Podcast. Today, we'll be doing a plant rant over an awesome species of begonia known commonly as the angel wing begonia and known to science as Begonia coccinea. This is a hybrid species of begonia, and its origin is from South America in subtropic and tropical climates. It can grow upwards of 4 feet if unpruned, and it can flower during the summer. These flowers are clusters of small, waxy, bright red to light pink leaf clusters that hang downwards facing the ground and are typically covered by the foliage of the plant. The first time that I ever got my personal angel wing begonia to flower, I actually didn't even know that it was flowering until I was looking at it really closely and I had to move a bunch of leaves out of the way, and then there was this enormous cluster of the most beautiful flowers that I have ever seen. And if you have never seen these angel wing begonia flowers, definitely check them out because they are one of the coolest types of flowers that I've ever seen. As far as the foliage goes, these plants are made from a very thick cane stems with relatively large nodes. Upon these stems are tons of glossy green leaves shaped like angel wings, hence the name, and covered in white spots in some varieties. The underside of the leaves turns red, and some varieties have a red outline on the outer edge of their leaves as well. As far as the care goes, these plants are relatively easy to take care of, and the main thing to look out for is that this plant does not get too much sun. Due to the fact that this plant is from typically an understory habitat where it is used to getting a lot of indirect light and not so much direct light, these leaves are very sensitive to getting scorched. In the wild, they are found in areas with temperatures no less than 55 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you are planning to grow it around here, definitely will want to keep it out of the snow. For me personally, I have found that it's best to place this plant outside throughout the summer and the growing months through spring into fall. And I typically place this plant outside on my balcony as it can handle a little bit of afternoon sun. As far as the watering goes, during the growing months, which are throughout spring and into fall, this plant will need to be watered fairly regularly. They do like a decent amount of water, and especially when this plant starts to flower, it is going to need to be watered a lot more often than you would throughout the winter. During the winter, you can allow this plant to dry out quite a bit, but you still want to make sure that you are checking up on it at least once a week. And as far as the soil goes, I have found some recommendations of an African violet mix, or you can use a rich, soilless, well-draining potting mix. I typically use Espoma or Happy Frog in my mixes for this plant, and it seems to absolutely love it. As far as some problems go, and types of pests that can occur within these plants, there's not too many issues that I personally have had, although I would like to mention that sometimes the leaves can start to wilt, and some different possible reasons for these leaves wilting would be due to overwatering, too much light, pest damage, or the plant could possibly be waterlogged. Unfortunately, there's not one go-to solution. It is up to the plant parent to be sure to do a checklist of all the possible errors that could be happening in order to make a fix. As I said, this is one of my absolute favorite plants, and this is also one that I sell from a mother plant that was given to me by one of my really great friends. I believe it was two years ago, and my plant is just about as tall as my bookshelf now, and it is enormous. It's super beautiful, and I've been taking cuttings of it, as this is a plant that really likes to be pruned, and propagation is very, very easy on it. This plant is available at my plant shop, University Greens, and I would be happy to get you one if this is a plant that you would like to try. All right, everybody, I think that's it for me. Be sure to first share this podcast to any and all of your plant people friends. Second, check out the University Greens social media pages and websites that will be linked down below. And finally, keep growing in your own way and personal fashion. All you'll need to succeed is lots of plant passion.